Today's daf is Yuma Daf Pei Aleph. We are holding on Daf Pei Amid Beis. We are at the bottom of the page in Daf Pei Amid Beis. Our first discussion is going to be about Achila Gasa on Yom HaKippurim and other types of Achila that are Mazik a person, and when that's considered an Achila, the violation of Yisurei Achila, when it's not considered a violation of Yisurei Achila. Then on Amud Aleph, before the Mishnah, we're going to have a Machlokas, if even those who would hold that different Tumos, different types of Tumos are mitzayif with each other, even when they're different sizes, when they have different Shiurim and different Halachos, would they agree that when it comes to eating and drinking on Yom Kippur, that food and drink is not mitztarif by Yom Kippur? So we're going to compare tziruf on Yom Kippur to tziruf by Tumah. Then the Mishnah is going to talk about if a person eats and drinks at the same time, if he's chayiv once or he's chayiv twice separately for the eating and the drinking. The Gemara is then going to have a lot of drushas. We're going to try to find where the source in Psukim is for many of the halachos of Inui and Malacha on Yom HaKippurim, before Yom HaKippurim, Tosefes Inui, Tosefes Malacha. The Gemara is going to point out that there is no explicit Azhara for Inui in the Torah, and we're going to have five suggestions if the Torah wanted to make an Azhara for Inui explicit, five suggestions of how it could have formulated such an Azhara. How do you formulate Inui in a negative? How do you formulate Inui in a Lashon of Losa? And then the Gemara is going to have six suggestions of where we actually learn the Azhara of Inui from, meaning it's not an explicit pasuk that tells us an Azhara for Inui, so where do we actually derive the Azhara of Inui from? Six suggestions on the bottom of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. Then on the top of Pei Aleph Amud Beis, we're going to have a limud for Tosefes by Shabbos and by other Yom Tovim, that there's such a din that we're Mosif Mechola Lekodesh. We're going to discuss very briefly the din of Achila on Erev Yom HaKippurim, that a person is supposed to eat on Erev of Yom Kippur, and then at the very end of the daf, we're going to talk about foods that have the status of non-foods, that have the status of wood, that you might be allowed to chew on Yom HaKippurim, and we're going to talk a little bit about drinking vinegar and whether that has the status of food or not. Okay, so we are holding now on Daf Pei Amud Beis, toward the bottom of the page. We are up to Amar Reish Lakish, 5-6 lines before the end of the page. Amar Reish Lakish, Hoch L'Achila Gasa B'Yom HaKippurim Pater. If a person eats an Achila Gasa on Yom Kippur, he is Pater. What does it mean, an Achila Gasa? He is full, he does not need to eat anything else, he's not hungry anymore, but he still eats anyway, so that is Pater. Why? My Taima, Asher Lo Su'una K'siv, Prat L'Mazik, it says Asher Lo Su'una, which teaches us that if a person eats in a way that damages him, then he's not going to be Chayav. Says someone who's lo su'una be'atzmiyam is chayiv kares, but over here he is being ma'ana himself. He's damaging himself even further when he eats. Eating is not always healthy. Sometimes overeating is very unhealthy, and it's very and it's not enjoyable at all sometimes. So that's for someone to eat like that, he's not going to be chayiv. Why is it that achil gasa is not chayiv in Yom Kippur? So we have this drasha from the pasuk, but what's the svara behind it? What's the logic of the drasha? So the Mishnah Melech writes, and the Bach also writes, and the Bach in Tafreshid Beis says, because it's not considered derech ha'na'asan. It's just like by a food that's not a derech to eat the food, like chilev cha, your pater, something that's shaloka derech achila, your pater, so too, something that's mitzad atzmo is ra'u'i la'achila, something that's not a din in the cheftza of the food is ra'u'i la'achila, but you're eating it at a time where you're not ra'u'i to ingest any meichel, so that's called shaloka derech achila, just like eating food that's not roi lachila is not called achila. Eating food that's roi lachila in a person that's not roi to be mekabel ochel is also called not roi lachila. So the Mishnah Melech says from here that you see that kol yisurin shabatara you'd be pater if you eat achila gasa, except even ones that are not derived from lo su'una. This would apply wherever you have shaloka derech achila. The Shagasari seems to assume otherwise. Shagasari says that if this has nothing to do with shaloka derech hana'a, rather it's like ochel offer va'avadim, because you're mazik yourself with this achila, so it's like you're eating poison. It's like a person is eating afar va'avadim. So even in a place where you're going to be chayiv and achila shelo kederech, like let's say basa b'chalav and kilei akerem, you're chayiv even if you eat shelo kederech, because by basa b'chalav and kilei akerem, the Torah never uses the lashon of achila. It says lo svash l'gadi b'chalav imo three times. So you're chayiv even if you basa b'chalav shelo kederech achila, by achila gasa you're going to be potter, says Shagasari. According to the Bach, you'd be chayiv by basa b'chalav also, because because it's you'd be chayv by Bas Bechal, but according to the Shag Zayye, you'd be pater. Now Tulsa says not only you're pater from Malkus and Achil Gasa, but it's even Mutal Lechachila. When we say that Achil Gasa Biyom Kippurim pater, it doesn't just mean pater, it means that it's 100% permissible, that there's nothing wrong with it. So Tulsa raises the question that the Gemara Maseches Nazir seems to assume otherwise about Achil Gasa. The Gemara Maseches Nazir on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph tells us that if you have two people that roast their carbon Pesach, Zeshach l'shem mitzvah, one person eats it l'shem mitzvah, tzadikim yelchul bam, we say that he's wonderful, and Zeshach l'shem achila gasa, uposhim yukashlu bam, the one who eats it as an achila gasa is a posheya. So the Gemara asks, wait, Rasha Karisalei, you're going to call him a posheya? Granted, he didn't do the mitzvah min amuvchar, but Pesach mi ha-kavid, he still did the mitzvah of achilas carbon Pesach. How could you call him a Russia? So what do you see from that Gemara? That it's not mitzvah min amuvchar tira achil gasa v'tikarben pesach achil gasa, but it's still called achilas karben pesach. So you see, it still has the status of achila. So Tos raises the kasha in Maseches Nazir. Why is it that when it comes to achil gasa in Yom Kippurim we say it's not achila at all? That your pater mutter, it's totally fine. But when it comes to the mitzvah sachila of the karben pesach, achila gasa, we say that it is called achila. It's not the best way to do the mitzvah, but it's still called achila. So Tosa says shnei minei achilas gasos yesh. Rabbi Natan says two types of achila gasa. There's achila gasa where you're just not hungry anymore. So that's what the Gemara Nazir is talking about. You're just not hungry, but you could make room if you really needed to. If you were eating at someone's house and you wanted to be polite and they were very proud of a certain dish, so you'd make room. You'd be polite and you would eat it. And then there are times where just like the thought of food makes you want to vomit. That eating anymore is just it's beyond, you just can't possibly think about eating anymore. So he says, that's the type of achil gasa we're talking about over here in Yom HaKippurim, where it's not achila at all. That's what Tosfos Metarets. Beis HaLevi has a famous, as a mahalich in his tshuvas, where the Beis HaLevi suggests that maybe it's a different thing. Maybe by Karban Pesach, it's a different issue over there. But achil gasa is not called achila at all. By Karban Pesach, there are tzvei dinim. There's a din in Karban Pesach of a mitzvah achila, that you're supposed to eat the Karban Pesach, and then there's a mitzvah of Karban Pesach, sheyehei nechal, that you have to make sure that the entire thing gets ingested, which is sort of the mitzvah to make sure it's not nosar. Make sure none of it gets left over, and the only way to make sure none of it gets left over is by making sure it gets ingested by human beings. L'may nafkamina, whether it's a mitzvah sachil or sheyehei nechal, well, one nafkamina is you have to eat a kazayis. Can you divide it up into tiny pieces, less than a kazayis, amongst a whole bunch of people? So if it's only a mitzvah sheyehei nechal, sure, as long as it's not here anymore. But if it's a mitzvah achila, well, a mitzvah achila is b'kazayis. By other korbanos, the mitzvah is generally sheyehei nechal. Korban Pesach has a mitzvah achila, a formal mitzvah achila, where you have to do an actual achila, you have to eat it itself. So says Beis Levi, maybe that's what's going on in the Gemara Nazir. The Gemara says, granted, the guy didn't do the mitzvah min amuvchar, which means he was not mekayim tzvei dinim, he wasn't mekayim both the mitzvah achila and sheyehei nechal, but mitzvah miyakavid, at least he did the mitzvah sheyehei nechal. Can't call him a total Rasha. At least he did the mitzvah that sheyehei nechal. So then it wouldn't be a kasha at all between our Gemara and the Gemara Nazir. The Gemara over there is not saying that it's a mitzvah achila, that it counts as achila. It doesn't count as achila at all. It counts sheyehei nechal. That's how the Beis Halevi understands the stira. So anyway, says the Gemara further over here. Amar v'yir miyom Rish Lakish, zar sha'achal truma achila gasa, mishal mesakerem ve'inu mishal mesachomesh. If a zar eats truma ba'achila gasa, so he pays for the truma that he took, but he doesn't have to pay the chomesh. Chomesh is only the extra fifth that you pay, is only when you're ochel truma, but if it was achila gasa, it's not called achila. Now the bottom line is, he stole the truma from the Kohen. Kohen doesn't have the truma anymore, so he still has to replace it. That's why he has to pay the keren, but he's not going to have to pay the chomesh. Ki yochel prat l'mazik. Again, the lashon of achila excludes mazik. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar Rabbi Yochanan, zar shekoseh sa'orim shel truma, mishalem es karmenu mishalem es chomesh. If a zar, a non-kohen, chews on barley of truma also pays the keren, doesn't pay the chomesh. Ki yochal prat lemazik, because chewing on barley is considered to be mazik, so therefore it's not called an achila. Amar of shizmi amar of yochran, zar shabala, she zafin shal truma, if a zar swallowed plums of truma, v'ikian, and then he threw them up, v'achlan acher, and then someone else came along and ate them, so rishon mishalim keren v'chomesh, first guy has to pay keren v'chomesh, because he actually did eat them. Sheni ain mishalim el demei etzim l'rishon bilvad. But the second guy only pays demei etzim, the value of wood, to the first guy, and that's it. He only pays the demei etzim, and he pays it to the first guy. Why does he pay it to the first guy? Because Rashi points out, shari konon harishon. The first guy was kona it when he swallowed it. So the second guy is only going to pay. And why is it only demei etzim? Because that's all it's worth. That's all it's usable for at this point. It's only usable for demei etzim. So that's why he only pays demei etzim, and he pays it to the first fellow. The Rishonim asked from the Gemara Maseches Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin and Daf Kuf Gimel and Beis implies that something that's vomited is still called an ochel. And over here it sounds like it's not called an ochel, because the second guy is not in violation of Achilas Truma at all. So Tosfos Yeshanim raises the question over here, and Tosfos Yeshanim says two possibilities. Number one, maybe it's still called an ochel, but it's already nischalel, meaning when the first guy swallowed the truma, it's no longer truma, so it's already been nischalel. Second possibility is that maybe it's called ein roi l'achila, and over there by chulin, it's a different case. So over there by chulin, you didn't know that it was vomited. Maybe that's the difference. Someone who's actually seen it vomited up, so then it's not called roi l'achila. But if you haven't seen it, so what you don't know can't hurt you, and maybe that would not be called something that's not roi l'achila anymore. Okay, ha'ochel v'ashol seim mitzarfin. So the Mishnah had said that food and drink are not mitzarif with each other to make up the shear of Yom HaKippurim. The Magen Avraham writes in the Shulchan Aruch that when it comes to Bracha Achrona, Ochel and Mashka are also not mitzarif. It's not only by the chiv of Yom Kippur. When it comes to the halachos of Bracha Achrona, the same is going to be true. The Magen Avraham writes in Siman Reishis, the Sharet Zion quotes that others disagree. The Chamin Moshe and the Prima Gadim are not sure. Maybe by Yom HaKippurim it's all tali in Yisuvei Daita. It's tali in what will hold a person over, what will satisfy a person. And maybe Ochel and Shosa together don't team up to give a person Yisuvei Das, but maybe by a bracha, it's all tali. We know by a bracha, it's not tali in Yisuvei Daita, it's tali in Hana'a. And maybe Ochel and Shosa can be mitzarif to equal a shir Hana'a. So that's the discussion in the Achronim by Ochel and Shosa. So says the Gemara, Mantana, who's the author of our Mishnah that says food and drink are not mitzarif with each other? Amar Rav Chista b'machlokes shnuyev Rabbi Yeshua hi. It's subject to machlokes, and it assumes like Rabbi Yeshua. Titnan klal amar Rabbi Yeshua. Kol shetumas v'shiru shava mitzarif. Rabbi Yeshua holds when it comes to tuma, if the type of tuma and the shir of tuma are the same amongst two different tumos, then those two tumos are mitzarif with each other. Let's say you have two half kezesim from dead bodies, so or two half kezesim from two different nevelos, something like that. So that's how long each one would make a person tame for is the same by both of them, because they're both from the same from nevelo, or they're both from a mace, and the shir is shava because they both, again, it's the same type of tuma. What if you have tuma aso velo shiuro? The tuma is shava, but not the shir. Rashi gives the example. Let's say you have sheretz and nevela. They're both only mitame tumas erev, but the shir to be mitame is different. One is bekazayis, one is bekaadasha, or shiuro velo tumaso. What if they have the same shir, like mace and nevela, where both of them are a kazayis, but one is tumas shiva, mace is tumas shiva, nevela is only tumas erev, or lo tumaso velo shiuro. Let's say you have the mace and the sheretz, where the tumas is not the same, the mace is tumas shiva, and the sheretz is only tumas erev, and not, the shir is not the same, the sheretz is bekaadasha, and the mace is bekazayis. In all those cases, ein mitzarfin. They're not mitzarif with each other. But apparently the Rabbanan would hold, since we said it's b'machlokas shnuya, we only quote Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, but we said it's b'machlokas shnuya, so apparently the Rabbanan would hold that it is mitzarif, even though they have different sizes, they have different shiurim. So you see that maybe the Rabbanan would hold by us also, that even though achila and shtiyah have different shiurim, that they would be mitzarif for achiyav and yom HaKippurim. Says Rav Nachman, Amar Afilu Temer, Rabbanan. Now, even the Rabbanan would agree that Achila and Shti are not Mitzarif Yom Kippur. When do they say that there's a Tziruf? That's when it comes to Tumah of different sizes, Tumah of different halachos. Ad kan lokam Rabbanan asam elinin Tumah, the shame Tumah Chadhi. Tumah is all the same, it's all one category. Aval hachum yishum yisuvei daitahu. But over here, it's all about yisuvei das. V'hai lo miyas v'daitei. And we assume that eating a tiny amount and drinking a tiny amount together is not mitzvah to give a person that sense of yisuvei daitei. V'cheinam Reish Lakish machlokas shnuya. Rabbi Shuihi Reish Lakish also suggested that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yeshua and not like the Rabbanan. The Tanan kalam Rabbi Yeshua, and he also quotes Rabbi Yeshua's idea about different tumos not being mitzvah, but apparently the Rabbanan hold it is mitzvah. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yotem Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yochanan would say, no, the Rabbanan could also be the author of our Mishnah. Ad kan lo kaim Rabbanan asam elinin tumah. Avol hachom ishum yisuvei daitei uvay lo kum yasvei daitei. That was only an issue by tumah. Over here it's about yisuvei daitei, and that's the issue of, and we assume that there is no yisuvei daitei when you have a tiny amount of food and a tiny amount of drink. Now, according to the Rabbanan, the Racholik and Rabbi Shua, that say that they are mitzarif, so the mitzarif to what? To which shir? The shir akal shebishneim or the shir achamr shebishneim? So it tells Yom HaKippurim is not sure about that. And he says also by Ochel Veshosu Yom HaKippurim, where we want to suggest that the Rabbanan, or at least those Amoraim that think that the Rabbanan would hold it is mitzarif. So again, mitzarif to what? Mitzarif to which shir? The shir achila or the shir shtia? So it's not so clear which way we would go. Presumably you'd go with the larger shir and to say that there will be mitzarif. But Tosi Yom HaKippurim raises that issue over here. It's also odd that we never find an actual Rabbanan that disagree. We say b'machlokes shnuyos, so we take it out the word, but there's never a citation anywhere of a Rabbanan who actually disagrees. So some of the Achronim are not convinced that there is a Rabbanan. See, Achitzchak says l'maskana, the Gemara suggested that maybe it's Tali in the Machlokas, and we're going like Dafka Rabbi Yeshua, but maybe l'maskana there is no Rabbanan. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yeshua. Why would the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Yeshua against Rabbanan? What about Yochanan of Rabbim? You always go like the Rabbim. Maybe the Rambam thought that there was no Rabbim over here, that all there is a Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, says the Mishnah, if a person eats and drinks in one period of forgetfulness, he forgets it's Yom Kippur, and he eats and he drinks, he only has to bring one carbon chatas. So gevaltik a chiddush in the Chachma Shlomo in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch in Tafrei Shid Beis, where he says that he tries to learn derive from Yerushalmi that if you're medayik in the Mishnah says achal v'shasa behalmechad. What if he's shasa v'achal behalmechad? What if he does it in the reverse order? He drinks first, then he eats. So he's medayik from the Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi says shtia is bechal achila, but achila is not bechal shtia. So he says if you drink first and then you eat behalmechad, you're chayiv. Because then it's not the derech lishtos v'achar kach lechel, so therefore you're going to be chayiv shtayim. It's only if you're ochel and achar kach shasa, where it's the derech to eat and drink together. So it's really more like one act that's together. Only then you'd be chayiv achas. So again, a big chiddush, but that's what he suggests. So achel v'shasa bel mecharinu chayiv el chatzach. So you only chayiv one carbon chatas. The implication clearly is that b'shnei ha'lemos you're chayiv two. So the Achronim raised the question, wait a second, why would you be chayiv two chatos b'shnei ha'lemos? The mitzvah in Yom Kippur, or the isur to eat in Yom Kippur, is a mitzvah inui. Once you've eaten once, l'chora, you're no longer ma'una. So if you're no longer ma'una, you're not being mevatel, you're inui, by eating a second time. You're no longer experiencing inui when you eat the second time. So why would you be chayiv shtayim? So pashtus is that, no, you don't say that the second a person eats, his inui is over. You say that the second a person eats, violates the achilin yom kippurim, eats a kosev sagasa, he has yisuvei daitei. The way to teach yisuvei daitei is that it will hold him over for a little bit. It may hold him over for a very little bit, for another minute or two. And then when he eats again, it will again be mevatel the inui. He's back in his state of Inui, so eating again will again be Mevatel, his state of Inui. So the Aruch Lever has a discussion about this. All the Achronim really have a discussion about this. But Pashtus is that you would say like that. The Yisuvei Daitei just means that it temporarily alleviates his hunger. Okay, so that's when you eat Behelim Echad Yichayiv Achas. Achal V'asa Malacha chayv shtei chatos. But if a person eats and then does malacha, so those are two totally separate averos, and he's chayv two korbanos chatos, even though it's behelim echad. Achal ochlin shenu ruin lachila v'shasa mashkin shenu ruin l'shtia v'shasa tzira murius pater. If he eats food that's not edible, he eats drinks that are not edible, and or he drinks tzira murius, he drinks different types of brine, so he's pater. Those aren't called foods. So we'll get more into that later. Says Gemara Amrei Shlakish. Why doesn't the Torah ever explicitly give an ashara for inui? Why is there no explicit ashara for the mitzvah of inui? So the Gemara is going to suggest, well, how would you formulate an ashara for the mitzvah of inui? So Mishum to Lo Efshag, Reish Lakish says it doesn't, because how do you formulate inui in a lashon of a lo saseh? Inui is a positive commandment. How do you formulate it in a lo saseh? So hechi nichtav, what do you want to write? So now we're going to have five suggestions. Nichtav Rachman lo yochal achil b'gzayis. It can't say lo yochal, because achila would imply that the shear of the isser is b'gzayis, and we know that that's not the case over here. Second possibility, nichtav Rachman lo suuna kumachol mashma. If it says lo suuna, that would imply don't afflict yourself, go and eat. So that would give the opposite impression of what we're trying to tell you to do. The possibility number three, maskar of Hoshia, nichtav Rachman he shomer pen lo suuna. Better be careful lest you not be ma'ani yourself. So imkei nefishi lulavi, every hishamer pen and lo is a separate lo saseh. So then it wouldn't just be one asara. So maskla rav bibi barabaye. Fourth possibility, nichtav rachmana hishamer b'mitzvah sinoi. Maybe instead of hishamer lo suna, hishamer b'mitzvah sinoi. Imkei nishamer de lav hishamer da asay. Mitzvah sinoi sounds like a lashon of asay. When you have a hishamer of an asay, that has the status of an asay. It doesn't have the status of a lav, and therefore would not be a proper asara. Masar Vashi, fifth and final possibility. Nichtov al tasar mino inui. Let it say al tasar mino inui. Do not veer from this inui. So kasha. So why the Torah doesn't say that, we don't know. That's taka kasha. In the Chuvas Halachas Katanos, the Biur Yadav quotes from Chuvas Halachas Katanos, where he says something that probably intuitively we would realize, but he says, in general, leave these kinds of questions to the Gemara. In learning, just hadracha in learning. When you're learning, best not to come up with how you think the Torah should have written it and start coming up with these kinds of kashas. You can end up getting very sidetracked in your learning, and you're going to miss a whole lot of other things. There are just too many factors to juggle. It's not the kind of question to ask. Just good hadracha in learning. But when the Gemara asks these kashas, good for the Gemara to ask these kashas. So the Gemara leaves it as a kashas. Now we do have a Mesoris HaKadmonim. The Rashbam writes in Masechta Babasra and Dafnun Beizam and Beiz, and it's already in the Aruch, in Aruch Tiyufta, that whenever the Gemara says Kasha, it means that it's not really a final Kasha. It's not really something that's of complete rejection that we don't have an answer to. Tiyufta would be something that we completely reject. But Kasha means that there's some sort of answer, we're just not going to bother writing the answer over here. So at the end of the day, the Gemara says, the Gemara is very clear that there is no Ashara for Inui in an explicit way, and there could not have been. There's nothing that could have been written. What about this last one? Al tasar min inui. That's just kasha. That's not a tiyufta. There's actually a sefer called Kashos Miyushav that someone went through all the kasha, the kashas in Shas, and it was miyashiv every single one of them. So the Maram Chabib explains the reason why it's a kasha is because it doesn't want to say al tasar min inui, because that's a lashon megumgum. It sounds like the Knisas Yom HaKippurim, you're already mu'una. Al tasar min inui sounds like that the inui that you start at the time you start the day, you're already experiencing inui. Well, that can't be. We're going to have a halacha on Amud Beis in today's daf that you have a mitzvah sachila on Erev Yom HaKippurim. So you better not be mu'una when Yom Kippur starts. When Yom Kippur starts, you should feel very full and very satisfied. So the lashon wouldn't work of al tasar min inui. That's what he suggests. V'tana ma'isi lo mehacha, says Gemara as follows. We derive from the following. V'nisim v'snaf shoseichem v'kol melacha lo sasu. Yachli ha'enosh al tsefes melacha. You might think that there would be an onesh kareis on tsefes melacha on melacha being done in the zman of tsefes Yom HaKippurim. Tam lomar v'kol ha'nefesh asher ta'aseh. Kol melacha be'etzem ayom hazeh al itzum shel yom enosh kareis ve'eino enosh kareis al tosefes melacha, that there's chiyuv kareis on the day itself for violations on the day itself, but not added on time to the day. Yachlo enosh kareis al tosefes melacha ve'enosh kareis al tosefes inui. You might think, okay, there's no kareis on tosefes melacha, but tosefes inui does have kareis. Tamalom kikol nefesh shel osuna be'etzem ayom hazeh v'nichrasa al itzum shel yom enosh kareis ve'enosh kareis al tosefes inui, that even for inui the chiyuv kareis Karis is only on the Itzum Shel Yom, not during his Man Tosefes. Yachlo Yehei B'chal Onesh, Aval Yehei Musra Al Tosefes Melacha. Okay, so maybe there's no Onesh, but there's an Ashara for Tosefes Melacha, that there's a Losase not to do Melacha in this Man Tosefes. Tamalom or B'chal Melacha Losasu Be'etzem HaYom Hazeh. Al Itzum Shel Yom U'Musra Ve'inu Musra Al Tosefes Melacha. There's no Losase beyond the Etzem HaYom. The Etzem HaYom, there's a Losase to do Melacha. Any Tosefes Melacha when you have Yom Kippur is a mitzvah sase. It's not a los ase. So you might think, okay, but maybe there's a los ase for inui during this Zman Tosefes. V'dinu says, no, it's a kalvach ha'mam malach shnuagas b'shabbos v'yom tovim. Einu muzra leha, if there's no los ase for malacha, which is even asr on Shabbos and Yantiv, inui she'enu nag b'shabbos v'yom tovim, einu din shloye muzra lav. So inui, which is not asr on Shabbos and Yantiv, kalvach ha'mam is not going to be included in a los ase during this Zman Tosefes. Aval asharli inui shel yom atzma lo lemanu. But the bottom line is, we still don't have an ashara for inui on Yom Kippur, on the Itzuma shel yom, because we had the five suggestions of how the Torah should have written it, but the Torah didn't write it in any of those ways because it couldn't. So minayin, so where do we know an ashara for inui on Yom Kippur? There are six suggestions. Number one, lo yamar onesh b'malacha d'gamar mi'inui. He never had to tell me an onesh by malacha because I could derive it from inui. Uma inui she'en nag b'shabbas v'yom tov manush karis malacha shragas b'shabbas v'yom tov lo kol shkein. If inui, which does not apply on Shabbos and Yantiv, there's still a chi of kares, malacha, which does apply on Shabbos and Yantiv, of course you're going to be chayiv kares for. So lama namar, why does the Torah have to tell me that I'm chayiv kares for doing malacha on Yom Kippur? It must be freeing up that pasuk to learn gzeir shava. Nemar onesh by inui v'nemar onesh by malacha. It says onesh by inui and it says onesh by malacha. Ma malacha lo ana shalem kein hizir. Af inui lo ana shalem kein hizir. Just like by malacha, there can only be an onesh if there's first an ashara. So to by inui, there can only be an onesh if there's an ashara. So must be that that's the ashara. That limud is the ashara. So Gemara says, well, that's not a good limud because you can't learn any kalvachomer from inui from malacha, just because to say that malacha is more severe because it applies on Shabbos and Yantiv. Inui has its own severity. Inui is lo hutar michlala. There's never a heter for inui, whereas malacha is hutar michlala. So there is a heter for malacha. So that would be a chumra that inui has. That inui has over malacha. When's malacha utar machala for avoda? We allow malachas in doing the avoda on Shabbos, Yantav, and Yom Kippur. So rather the second possibility again of how we know the ashara for inui. So ella lo yomar onesh bi inui degamar mi malacha. Let it not say an onesh by inui because we already learned it from malacha. Ma malacha shuhutar michlala enosh karis inui shuhutar michlala lo kol shkein. Use that concept of a hutar michlala, that if malacha, which is hutar michlala, is chayiv kares, inui, which is not hutar michlala, should for sure be chayiv kares. Lo menemar, so why does it have to tell me kares by inui? Muf melahakish ladin min gzeir shava, must be to learn the gzeir shava. Nemar onesh by inui v'nemar onesh by malacha. It says an onesh by both of them. Ma malacha onesh v'hisir. Just like by malacha, clearly there's an asara as well. Af inui onesh v'hisir. So from there we learn that there's an asara for inui as well. But ikal mifrach, no, we could question that kalvachomer as well. Malam malachas kenu hagas b'shabbas v'yom tovim tomer b'inoi she'en nog b'shabbas v'yom tovim. Because again, there was a certain chumra that malacha had over inoi. Malacha applies on Shabbos v'yom tovim. Inoi does not apply on Shabbos v'yom tovim. So at the end of the day, we're not going to be able to learn a kalvachomer in either direction from inoi to malacha because each one has a chumra that the other one doesn't have. Inoi is never hutar michlalo, and malacha applies on Shabbos and yom tov. The nitziv in Rami Sada says, wait a second. Inui is not hutar michlalo. There are times when we allow a violation of inui for pikuach nefesh. So shouldn't that be called hutar michlalo? So he says, if you hold pikuach nefesh is duchuya, so instead, then it's not hutar michlalo. It's duchuya michlalo. That's not a thing. So then it's only duchuya. But if you hold it's hutra, that pikuach nefesh is hutra, so shouldn't that make it hutar michlalo? So Nitziv points out, we don't say that when it comes to pikuach nefesh, because kol haTorah kula is hutar b'makom pikuach nefesh. That's not called hutar michlala. That's not something unique to this din. It's not something that's about inui. So you wouldn't call that hutar michlala.
Are you raised by the case of the chaya or the melech that we saw a couple of times ago?
Yeah.
Those situations, there are situations that are
Rehuda Mechlala with you know, yeah, that's a good point. I don't know why not those. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, good kasha. So I don't know. Okay, so the third possibility, says the Gemara, third suggestion of where we learn the Asara for Inoy. So Amar Ravina, Haitana Etzem Etzem Gamar. Mufna. He learns from Etzem Etzem. It says Etzem by Melacha and Etzem by Inoy. And you have to assume both of those words are open for a drasha, for the Gzer Shavah. Dila Mufna, Ikel Mirfa Kedeparchinan. If they weren't open, if it wasn't Mufna Mishneit Stadin, then we would be able to have a Pirchan. The halach is that if there's a Gzer Shavah, that where the two parshios don't line up exactly with each other, so if the Gzer Shavah is not Mufna, if the words that we're using for the Gzer Shavah are already needed for other things, so then you can ask a Pirchan. On such a gezeirah shava, and we have perfect pirchas to ask over here because each one has a chumrah the other one doesn't have. So gmalai afnu mufna, yeah, must be that each side is mufna. So michti chamisha krai ksivu b'melacha. There are five psukim that it says by melacha on Yom Kippur. Chad la'ashar di yamama, v'chad la'ashar de lele, v'chad la'onish di yamama, v'chad la'onish de lele. One to tell me an ashar for the daytime, one for the nighttime. One to tell me an onish for the daytime, one for an onish for the nighttime. So v'chad la'afnuye, and then there's one extra one la'afnuye. L'migmar inoy m'melacha ben di yamama ben to teach me that we should equate Inui to Malacha. Good. To be Rabbi Shmuel Tana, a fourth possibility. Nemar kan Inui v'nemar lahalan Inui. Inui is used in the parsha of Nara Amurasa as well. So mala halan no anash elim kein his here. Just like by Nara Amurasa, there's no onesh unless there's an ashara. Afkan no anash elim kein his here. So over here also, there must be an ashara. Fifth possibility, Ravach bar Yaakov Amar, Yalav Shabbos Shabboson, mi Shabbos Bereshis. We learn Shabbos Shabboson from Shabbos Bereshis. Mala halon lo ana shalom kin hisir. Just like Shabbos Bereshis, there is Nasara. Afkal lo ana shalom kin hisir. So we hear also there's Nasara. Rav Papa, sixth possibility, Rav Papa Amar, hu gufe Shabbos Ikri. Forget about learning from Shabbos Bereshis. Yom Kippur is called Shabbos. Duchsiv tish besu Shabbat chem. So Yom Kippur itself is called Shabbos. And that's where we learn that there's got to be an asara. So Bishlam Rav Papa Lomar Kravacha Bar Yaakov Dekradik Siv Begufei Adif. I understand why Rav Papa doesn't want to say like Ravacha Bar Yaakov. He'd rather have a pasuk that says directly by Yom Kippurim instead of pulling from a pasuk elsewhere. El Ravacha Bar Yaakov, my time Lomar Krav Papa. What stopped Ravacha Bar Yaakov from saying like Rav Papa? Rav Papa had a better drasha. So says Mar Mibayle Lichudetani. He needed the pasuk that Rav Papa's using for the following drasha. V'nisim esnafshur seichem b'tisha lechodesh. Pasuk says v'nisim esnafshur seichem. We should already experience inui b'tisha lechodesh. So yachal yaskel v'yisana b'tisha. You might think, okay, good. So you need to start fasting already. B'tisha lechodesh on the ninth day of the month on erev Yom Kippurim. Tamlomer be'erev. That's why it says be'erev. Ibe'erev yachal mishetechshach. If it's be'erev, so you might think, okay, good, only once it gets dark. Tamlomer betisha, that's why it says betisha. Well, haketzad, how could it be both? How could it be that you start fasting on Erev Yom Kippur and that you only start fasting be'erev when Yom Kippur actually starts? So maskel mesanim ma'od yom, mikanshe mosifin mechala lakodesh. So we see from here that there's a mitzvah to begin fasting ma'od yom, that we're mosif mechala lakodesh, that we add on extra time to Yom Kippur. Vainly ala b'knisasa, I would only know that you add on extra time to Yom Kippur before Yom Kippur, be it siyasa minayin. How do I know that you would also do it, be it siyasa, that even after Yom Kippur, there's an additional din of being mosif mechal ala kodesh, to make sure that you add some extra time at the tail end of Yom Kippur. Tamalomer me erev ad erev. That's what the pasuk says, me erev ad erev. Vainly ala Yom Kippurim. Good, so I only know Yom Kippur, Shabbos minayin. How do I know that there's a mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos as well, to add on to Shabbos also? Tamalomer tishpesu. That's what the pasuk says, tishpesu. Ainli ela Shabbosos, Yom Tov minayin. That's how the gears has changed on the side. I would only know by Shabbos. How do I know Yom Tov also? Tamalomer Shabbatchem. Haketzad, Kalmakum Shemar Shavos, Mosifin Mechal al Kodesh. Wherever it has Lashem Shavos, we see that you have to be Mosif Mechal al Kodesh. So that's why Rav Acha Bar Yaakov didn't want to say like Rav Papa. Rav Papa just said, it already says Tishpesu Shabbatchem. So Yom Kippur is called Shabbos. Mele, you know, the Nasara for Inoy. Says Rav Achi bar Yaakov, no, we need Tish B'Shush HaBachem to teach me the din of Tosefes. So the Gemara seemed to very carefully over here go through drushes to tell me that there's a din da oraisa of Tosefes Melacha, Tosefes Inoy, of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Tov, Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, that there's din Tosefes for all of these things. And that's the truth is, Rov Rishonim assume that these are drushes, kumuros, mida oraisa, and there's no reason to assume otherwise. The Rambam, however, is the outlier over here. The Rambam in Shvisa Sasser, Parak Aleph Halacha Vav, quotes the din of Tosefes, but only with regard to Inui, from the Pasuk V'Nisim Esnafsho Seichem. Nowhere does he quote it with regard to Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Bir Agra in Orach Chaim Kuf Mem Aleph, Sif Bey, says that the Makar of the Rambam, that in Shabbos and Yom Tov there's no din Tosefes from a Yerushalmi at the beginning of Shvius. The Yerushalmi says, Ma Erev Shabbos Bereshis Atum Mutulasos Melacha Ad Shetishka Achama, Af Erev Shabbos Shonim Atum Mutulasos Melacha Ad Shetishka Achama. The Yerushalmi in Shvius, when it talks about the Shemitah year, says just like an Erev Shabbos Bereshis, you're allowed to continue to do Malacha all the way up until Shkia, so too Erev Shemitah, you're allowed to continue to do Malacha all the way up until Shemitah. So he says that's the source of the Rabban, that there's no din of Tosefes. The Netziv in the Emek She'ela writes that the Gemara that there's a riot to the Rabban from the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah of Chav Chesam Ralph says that women are Chayavos in Tosefes Inui, and it doesn't mention that the Chayav in other Tosefes Yom Purim. It only mentions that the Chayv and Tosefes Inui. Why would it only mention Tosefes Inui? Because Darshaning Pesukim over there and it's trying to talk on a Daraisa level. And the Rambam understands that the only one that's Daraisa is Tosefes Inui. Magen Mishnah says, sounds from the Rambam, nothing else is a Din Daraisa. Not Malach on Yom Kippur, not Tosefes Shabbos, nothing. Only Tosefes Inui. So Kesem Mishnah says, when we say that Dvar Torah, when we say that it's that Tosefes Inui is the only one that's Dvar Torah, that's Lav Dafka. The Rambam holds that even midrabanan, there's no din of Tosefes for Shabbos and Yom Tov. Not just that it's only a din, that even he just rejects it lahalacha. He thinks lahalacha is nothing. So because Kesem Mishnah says the Rambam quotes dinim drabanan also. When there are dinim drabanan, the Rambam writes about dinim drabanan, but nowhere does he mention Tosefes Malacha. Nowhere does he mention Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Tov. So the implication is that even midrabanan, it's nothing. The Bir Halacha says that midrabanan, even the Rambam might hold that there's a mitzvah to be mosif ma'at Mechol al Kodesh, like it sounds from the Pashtus Lashon of the Magen Mishnah, not like the Kesem Mishnah says. Why does the Rambam leave it out? So he says maybe it's already included in the Tekios. When the Rambam describes the Tekios, that there would be Tokea on Erev Shabbos, so the part of the Lahaftil Asami Malacha happens a little bit before Shabbos really starts. So why would they be Maftil Asami Malacha a little before Shabbos starts? So that already included in there is the din of Tosefes Shabbos. So it's already included in the din of the Tekios. That's what the Bir Halacha suggests. Okay, says Murphy, the Vitana de Etzem. So the Tana that learns out the Gzer Shav of Etzem, what does he do with the Pasuk of Betishal Chodesh? He uses it for the famous drasha of Chia Barav Midifti. The Tana Chia Barav Midifti, V'nisim Snafshal Seichem Betisha. Pasuk says, V'nisim Snafshal Seichem Betisha, V'chi Betisha Mesanin, V'lo Ba'asar Mesanin. Is that true that we fast on the 9th day? No, we fast on the 10th day of Tishrei. Elomel Chakol Ochel V'shosu B'chi, Malal V'kotsu V'kilusan V'chi V'asiri. Anyone who eats and drinks on Erev Yom HaKippurim, it's considered as if he had fasted on both Erev Yom HaKippurim and Yom HaKippurim itself. Minchas Chinuch in Shin Yud Gimel is medayik from the Rambam in the third parak of Hilchos Nedarim that it's a drasha gemura and it's an isser mina and it's aser mina Torah to fast on Erev Yom HaKippurim. That it's a full fledged drasha gemura. That's how he's medayik from the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam Hilchos Nedarim, it seems pretty clear that way. The Kesem Mishnah, however, seems like he understands the Rambam differently, because Mishnah on that same Rambam looks in Darim, that it's only in Asmachta. But what is this din? Kilu Nesana Chi Vasiru. What's the reason that it's such an inyan, that it's such a mitzvah, a requirement, to fast on Erev Yom HaKippurim? So there are several Shitos and Rishonim with a whole bunch of Nafkaminas. So possibility number one, Rashi explains over here and elsewhere in Shas, that it's a chiv to prepare oneself for the fast. That we don't want a person going into the fast unable to fast. So the best thing to do is prepare yourself in advance. Make sure you drink plenty and eat plenty so that you have the energy to fast properly. The Rush says, No, it's laharus chibaso shel makom liYisrael. It's to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for Klal Yisrael, that he's dafka giving us a mitzvah to that enables us to be sovel the tainis. So it's an extra show of love from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not stam just to prepare ourselves, but Hashem needs us to prepare ourselves, not for our own benefit, to show the special love that he has to Klal Yisrael. Rabbeinu Yonah, however, says a different reason. He says that it's to show simchasan shel Yisrael biyigiyaz man kaparasan, that it's a mitzvah simcha. We're expressing the simcha that that Yom Kippurim is coming, that most people would be worried at a time that they're being judged like this, but we're confident and misameach in the kapara that we're about to have. And just like you have on every other Yom Tov, you have a mitzvah su'uda, so maybe this is the su'udas Yom Tov that we just can't have on Yom Tov. We have to have a day early. So a whole bunch of nafkaminas between the different reasons of why it is that we have a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom HaKippurim. What if a person is a chola sheyesh basakan, who's not going to be able to fast on Yom Kippur? Does he have a chiyuv to eat? If the whole din is a din in preparation, so such a person doesn't need to prepare. They're not going to fast Yom Kippur anyway. But if it's a din in Simchas Yantif, then that Yom Kippur is coming and they want to celebrate, so good, so then they should celebrate. What's the shir achila? How much do you have to eat? If it's to prepare you for the fast, so it's whatever would prepare you for the fast, even if it's just eating little tiny bits each time. But if it's a mitzvah su'udas yantif, so then it should be a proper shir su'uda. Sucking candies won't do it. Sof, writes in the tshuva that you should have little bits of food all day long. But Pashto says that if you hold the other way, then sucking candies aren't going to do it. Having little bits of food are not going to be enough. So there's a whole literature on this topic. Is it a mitzvah seishas man grama? Are women chayiv in the mitzvah of achila on every Yom Kippur? Rabbi Akiva Eiger discusses in the tshuva whether women are chayiv in this mitzvah achila. So it depends if it's related to the mitzvah of fasting in Yom Kippur. So women, anyone who's chayiv in fasting is chayiv in this. But if it's an independent mitzvah, so then maybe it's mitzvah seishas man grama that women would be pater from. Okay, achal ochel shein ruin lachila. So the Mishnah said if you eat food that's not royal lachila, so you're not going to be chayiv in Yom Kippur. Amar Rava, chas pilpili be Yom Kippur pater. If a person chews on peppercorns in Yom Kippur, he's pater. Chas nogvila be Yom Kippur pater. If a person chews on ginger on Yom Kippur, he's pater. Meisvei hayre meir amar mashve shemar varalter malasos pirio eni odesh sheitz machalhu. From the fact that the pasuk already refers to peiros, I already know that we're talking about of a tree that has fruit growing on it. El matam lamar eitz machal. What's the extra phrase that the Torah uses when it says eitz machal? Eitz shetam eitzo piriyoshav. It's telling me that there are certain trees that the fruit and the eitz taste the same. Haviyomer zeh pilpulins. That's pilpulin. Lam dechasha pilpulin chayavin ba'arla. To tell me that it's chayav in arla, that it's a real fruit. Ve'ein eretz yisrael chaseru klum. And eretz yisrael is missing nothing. It even has these delicious fruit trees where the tree and the fruit taste the same. Shnemar lo sech sar kolba. But bottom line, that's akasha. We just said you're allowed to eat this on Yom Kippur, so it sounds like it's not a good thing. And now we're saying that it's a real fruit and it's chayiv in orla, and Eretz Yisrael is missing nothing because of it. Lo kasha habriti vasa habiyaveshta. It depends whether it's moist or dry. If it's dry, it's not a food. If it's moist, it's still a food. Amalei Ravina Lemarema, Ram Rav Nachman, Hai Himlasa Da'asim Behundai, Sharyom Varchina Lebar Priyadama. This Himlasa, this type of ginger that comes from Beis Hunda, that comes from India, is mutter mishum bishalakum, because it's edible raw, and you make a bar pri adama, and if a guy cooks it, it's not a problem since it's edible raw, and you would say a bar pri adama. But bottom line is, from the fact that it's not subject to bishalakum, you see that it's derech achila, so when it's raw, so how could we're saying that if you chew on it, you're not chayiv in Yom Kippurim? So lo kasha haber tivasa be'aveshta. Again, difference between whether it's moist or whether it's dry. It's edible raw when it's moist. Tan rabban achal ali kanim pat. Lulavi gafanim chayiv. Person eats kanim reeds, the leaves of reeds, he's pater, but lulavi gafanim is chayiv. Eluin lulavi gafanim, amravizam gada, kol shelivluvum rashon vad yom kippur. That's only if they sprouted between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so they're still soft enough that you can call them a food. But if they sprouted any earlier than that, then by the time Yom Kippur comes, they're so hardened that they wouldn't even be called a food. Rav Kana amar kol shloshim yom. Rav Kana says, if they're less than 30 days old, they're still called a food. Tani kavasi dravizam gada, achal alikanim pater v'lovi gefanim chayiv. Yid alikanim yipater v'lovi gefanim chayiv. Elu hin lovi gefanim kol shaliv v'vu mirashon v'ad yom ha-kippurim. That it's dafka, has to be something that was melavlev within the Aseres Yimei Tshuva after Rosh Hashanah, before Yom Kippur. Shasat ziro morius pater. If a person drinks Sir or Murias, he's pater. Hachometz chayiv. The implication is that if it were chometz that he were drinking, he'd be chayiv. If it were vinegar, he'd be chayiv for. So masnisin money, Rebbe he. Who's the author of our Mishnah that holds that you're chayiv for drinking vinegar? It must be Rebbe. Ditanya, Rebbe Yomer, chometz meshev es nefesh. Rebbe holds that chometz is meshev es nefesh. It takes away a person's sense of inui. It makes a person comfortable and happy. Zarush Rav Gidol Bar Menashe mi biri dinarash ein alacha k'Rebbe. He paskin, no, we don't hold like Rebbe. We don't hold that it's meshev es nefesh. So l'shana, the next year, nafki kuli alma mazgu v'shasu chala. Everyone's having vinegar parties, drinking parties on Yom Kippur. Because, we don't hold like Rebbe. It's not meshev es nefesh. And they were enjoying it. It's like as soon as Rav Shechter paskin wants that you're allowed to have the Listerine strips on Yom Kippur. So everyone was enjoying Listerine strip after Listerine. They were eating like packs of them. So the next year, everyone was enjoying. Shamar of Gidol Ikbet. Rav Gidol got upset and he was not happy that everyone took his not passing like Rebbe as a reason to drink so much vinegar. He says there are three major distinctions that were lost on all these people. Amar Emer Damri Anad Dievet L'Chachilu Mi'Amri. I said B'Dievet you're allowed to do it. I didn't say L'Chachilu you're allowed to do it. Emer Damri Anad Purta Tuva Mi'Amri. I said in small measure not to drink full glasses of it. Emer Damri Anad Chai Mazg Mi'Amri. I also said you're only allowed to have it raw, not to dilute it with water and then drink it. That would be a clear violation of Yom Kippur. Okay, but let's pick up at the Mishnah tomorrow.